Thanks for Janine.
Oh, that was nice.
Inside your flashlight, right behind the halogen bulb, is something familiar, a battery. And while it may not be the biggest decision of your day, consider this. When the Rocky Mountain Rescue Group dropped themselves into a dark cave, they trust Duracell. So whether it's illuminating a late-night rescue or finding your own way in the dark, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. 2 out of 3 for Nader today. The New Mexico Supreme Court has ordered Ralph Nader's name to be placed on the ballot there November 2nd as an independent presidential candidate, turning back a Democratic challenge to his candidacy. Nader's on the ballot in more than 30 states, but he faces court challenges in some of those and suing for ballot access in some others. Also today, a state judge in Maine ruled Nader could stay on the ballot there, rejecting a challenge by the state Democratic Party. The U.S. Supreme Court today, though, rejected a last-ditch bid to put Ralph Nader on the election ballot in Oregon. Nader's supporters had asked the court last week to block Oregon from printing ballots without Nader's name. Last week, the Oregon Supreme Court sided with state election officials who found flawed petitions. They left Nader short of the 15,306 signatures needed to put him on the November 2nd ballot. It'll take 2 years before California voters will get electronic voting with paper records. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed into law requiring all electronic voting machines produce paper records of each ballot, but not till 2006. Nearly 24 states have introduced similar bills. Computer scientists and voter advocates have warned paper trails are necessary in case things go wrong with electronic voting machines and a recount is needed. There was lots of shaking in California today. A strong magnitude 6 earthquake shook an area halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles. It cracked pipes and knocked pictures off walls, but no injuries reported. The weak job market is shaking consumer confidence. The Conference Board today reported a second straight monthly decline in consumer confidence in the U.S. The Business Research Group says its September index dipped nearly 2 points in September. Lynn Franco, head of the group's Consumer Research Center, says, quote, the soft labor market conditions have clearly taken a toll on consumer confidence. Two Italian aid workers have been released 3 weeks after being kidnapped in Baghdad. Also free, two Iraqis abducted at the same time. Italy's prime minister says all four have been handed over to the Red Cross in Iraq. Premier Silvio Berlusconi went before Italy's parliament today to give details of the release, and the assembly broke into applause. Berlusconi thanked the intelligence agencies of Iraq's neighboring countries, including Jordan, whose king happens to be visiting Rome today. Meanwhile, there are conflicting reports about whether ransom money played any part in the hostage release. And an Egyptian company saying 4 of its 6 workers abducted in Iraq have been freed. The telecommunications company says 3 of the kidnapped technicians freed today. That follows an earlier announcement another worker had been released. Company spokesman will not discuss details of the negotiations except to call them hectic and won't comment on a ransom. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you are dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, Director of the Cornea Service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at a distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, Call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Unfiltered. Wednesday on Unfiltered. We make like the Kool-Aid Man and kick down the front door of the House of Secrets. Look around. Someone's in the kitchen with Halliburton, and they're not strumming on an old banjo. The Bush-Cheney master bedroom's got short sheets marked the Freedom of Information Act. Plus, Mike Papantonio goes diving for Richard Pearl.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, sir. Hey, you, ma'am. Hey, yo. It's the Mike Malloy Program. Thank you for joining us here at Air America Radio. It's about 7 past the hour. Phone number is 866-303-2270. It's toll free, so give us a call anytime during the program that you'd like to voice your opinion. If George W. Bush retains his stolen office of the presidency, there's no telling how long we'll be able to say, hey, welcome, truth seekers, if you'd like to voice your opinion, right? Tonight, as promised, we have some audio clips from O'Reilly's interview with Manor Monkey last night. I think he was on again tonight, probably tomorrow night, too. Some of what Too Stupid to Be President said was actually right on target, just not in the way he intended. Which so often happens with Bush, doesn't it? We'll also talk a bit about Bush's intelligence problem. By that I mean his failure to heed real intelligence reports and his willingness to embrace faulty intelligence reports to send people to their deaths. Why do Americans feel safe with this guy in office? Oy. But first, according to MSNBC, the folks at Comedy Central were annoyed when Fox News Channel's Bill O'Reilly kept referring to the Daily Show audience as stoned slackers. Right? Are you a slacker? No. Are you stoned? No. Do you like the Daily Show? Boy, I sure do. So anyway, over at Comedy Central, at the Daily Show, they did a little research. Guess which audience is more educated? Yeah, you're way ahead of me. Viewers of Jon Stewart's show are more likely to have completed 4 years of college than people who watch The O'Reilly Factor. That's according to Nielsen Media Research, the voice where it concerns television. Wow. And then Fox News, when they heard that Comedy Central did this, Fox News ran this research. Fox News got their, or Fox News Channel, whatever the hell it is, got their bloomers in a bunch. Ow! Well, there's no sense of humor at Comedy Central. Relax. We're just kidding. No, you weren't. No, you weren't, you liars. Sesame Street viewers are more intelligent than Fox News viewers. Anybody who watches O'Reilly and doesn't sit there and guffaw and throw things at the television screen, like you might if you watched it, or I might, except, you know, I'm usually working. Anyone who doesn't throw things at the TV screen is just totally brain dead. Brokaw, Tom Brokaw. I got this from Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. Came out today. Remember last week we told you about the mailing sent to Arkansas and West Virginia by the Republican National Committee that said a Democratic administration, a Kerry administration, would ban the Bible and encourage men to marry men? Remember that? And we made a big deal about it on this program. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Right? So, over at Democratic Underground, they keep track of how long it takes me to say that. Well, 10 minutes and 13 seconds into the program tonight, I got it out. Anyway, we went on and on and on last week about this, didn't we? About this mailing. About how the Republicans look at people in Arkansas and West Virginia as dumb hillbillies. And a lot of us are. We're very stupid people here in the South. Incredibly stupid. Even though we like to pretend like we're not. We are. We're just, some of us are just dumber than mugwumps. Tadpoles. Well, anyway, that story came out. NBC reported it on the September 24th NBC Nightly News. Here's what Tom Brokaw said. The Republican National Committee now has acknowledged sending mass mailings to two states to say liberals want to ban the Bible. Republican Party officials say the mailings in Arkansas and West Virginia are aimed at mobilizing Christian voters for President Bush. Some Christian commentators say liberal support for same-sex marriage could lead to laws that punish sermons denouncing homosexuality as sinful. That's it. That's what he said. Now, it's clear, isn't it, how anybody who's responsible should describe the claim that liberals want to ban the Bible? How do you describe that? You come out, you look in the camera, if you're Tom Brokaw, and say, folks, this is a GD lie. Well, I guess he couldn't say that. You say it's a lie, and a blatant and incendiary lie. This is something, viewer, that Dick Cheney would say, or George Bush would say, or Hermann Göring would say, or Heinrich Himmler would say. But not only does Brokaw not tell his viewers on NBC that the Republican smear isn't true, he gives what he calls Christian commentators a chance to justify the deceit with another one, saying that gay marriage could lead to censorship of sermons. How? How in the hell could gay marriage? You see, but this is what Brokaw does. He said some Christian commentators, who, Tom? And why are you quoting Christian commentators who are liars, who are defilers of Christ? Who would stomp on Christ's already wounded body? They would rip him off the cross and beat him dead again. People like Falwell and Dobson and Robertson. These people hate Christ. They hate Jesus. So why are you quoting them, Tom? Now, meanwhile, the victims of this lie don't get any chance to speak in Brokaw's report. The entire item is sourced either to Republicans or to the religious right. Brokaw doesn't say a spokesman for the Democratic Party said this is bat squeeze. Brokaw sits there and reads it as though it's a news item. Now, as Fair says, it's a crucial function of journalism during an election campaign to expose and correct political distortions. Brokaw's report did nothing to set the record straight. Simply served to amplify the Republican National Committee's dirty tricks. while lending to the false claims whatever credibility NBC has. NBC reports it that way. Republican National Committee has now acknowledged sending mass mailings to two states to say liberals want to ban the Bible. Republican Party officials say the mailings in Arkansas, West Virginia are aimed at mobilizing Christian voters for President Bush. Some Christian commentators say liberal support for same-sex marriage could lead to laws that punish sermons denouncing homosexuality as sinful. That's what Brokaw said. This is what the guy who was a prostitute to General Electric. NBC is owned by General Electric, as you know. And there's Tom Brokaw. Tom Brokaw, God. You want to complain? The email is nightly@nbc.com. Nightly@nbc.com. And Fair says, as always, please remember that your comments are taken more seriously if you maintain a polite tone. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm going to send an email to nightly@nbc.com, and I'm going to say things that I couldn't say on this radio program without losing my license to sit here and say things on this radio program. And if you do send something to nightly@nbc.com, send a copy to fair@fair.org. Would you do that? Just let them know that you're aware of what NBC's Tom Brokaw did. This is the outrageous destruction of our system that's being aided and abetted, encouraged by the national media. NBC, for God's sake. It's to be expected, though, because NBC, the parent company of NBC, wants war, as much war as they can possibly get. General Electric, as long as it's not here, that would upset their stockholders. But they want lots of war because General Electric is if not the top, one of the top defense contractors, let me rephrase that, one of the top weapons manufacturers in America. They want war. They love war. They want death and destruction. They don't make their money at General Electric by selling light bulbs. They don't make their money at General Electric by selling wall switches. They make their money at General Electric by selling, manufacturing, developing weapons of mass death. That's what General Electric is about. Forget Ready Kilowatt. Ready Kilowatt died sometime in the 50s. Nightly@nbc.com. Send them an email and tell them that you think what Tom Brokaw had to say was, I don't know, unbalanced.
I'm just depressed and I'm sad for some that I'm not at the risk of working in lives without thinking first. It's not bad enough now, I'm never got to make it.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka. It knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. And we've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right. Yippee! How do we all see?
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
Are you tired of domestic and foreign policies being put in place with no thought to the average American? You even know people that support these policies. These people suffer from a medical condition that we commonly call head-up-your-ass-itis. As truth-telling Democrats, it is now time to show some compassion to these people. We have the perfect gift idea for them. We created unisex boxers with a unique opening in the backside to accommodate their head and make head-up-your-ass-itis a little more bearable. These garments were designed for ultimate comfort, and they come in three flattering styles, crew neck, turtleneck, and the ever-popular V. Go to www.gigglinggeese.com and see for yourself. You will also receive a gift box, card, and informational pamphlet outlining the symptoms and possible treatment. Send a pair to your friends, coworkers, boss, or any other misguided Republican you know. These are fun gifts for birthdays, the holidays, or any other occasion. Help us support Air America and order yours today at www.gigglinggeese.com.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my craving have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Past the hour, 21 past the hour. The other night we were talking about the Ohio election official, the Republican Secretary of State there, Ken Blackwell, trying to bar thousands of newly registered voters from the polls. Democrats have just... this is kind of the untold story of this election campaign season, is the fact that Democrats have registered hundreds of thousands of new voters, Democratic voters across the country, and... The Republican National Committee has noticed this, and they're starting to get, their drawers are starting to get a little bit wet. I'm not suggesting they're peeing their pants, but they're starting to think, we've covered everything. We thought we have another shill in Florida running the Secretary of State's office there. We have Diebold machines or Diebold machines that are programmed to give us the edge in a close election. What's this now? What's this? All these newly registered voters. Uh-oh. So the Republican Secretary of State in Ohio, Ken Blackwell, is trying to bar thousands of these newly registered voters from the polls. He is citing, depending on your point of view, either an arcane ruling or a non-existent ruling that requires voter registration cards to be printed on 80-pound stock paper.
You Negroes aren't going to vote because you can't tell us who the 13th President of the United States' sister's dog was. That's your test today, Negroes.
Remember, it was like that in this country at one time. And then we had Civil Rights Acts passed and Voting Rights Acts passed. We're all Negroes now, aren't we, huh? How does it feel, white people?
Hey, Caucasians! What is going on here, my fellow pale faces, is something black folk have been dealing with since, 1700?
When do we have voting in this country, Catherine? But let's not get too far back. Let's just go back to the 20th century. You're a black person in America? You want a vote, boy? Get out of here. So black folk, you know, I suggested, what was it, 3.5 years ago, Kathy, that white people who are having nervous breakdowns ought to connect to a black friend, because a black friend will help you get through this trauma, whether it is the attack on this country or the USA Patriot Act or voter finagling where you can't vote. Black folk have been through this, y'all, for decades, for lifetimes. Black folk have been through this. To us Caucasians, it is a shock.
What? They're going to make me sign up on 80 pounds stock paper? Well, what is that all about?
What that's all about, my Caucasian friends, is called suppressing the vote. Democrats, progressives, liberals, we are the new Negro. You didn't know that? Ohio's Republican Secretary of State is threatening to void thousands of registrations that came in on lighter weight paper demanding that folks reapply. Well, there's only 6 days left before the registration deadline in Ohio. Oh, golly, what does that possibly maybe mean? There's no time to reapply, and thousands of voters are going to be kicked off the rolls? Well, this is not fair, because a lot of those voters being kicked off are Caucasians, and Caucasians have always had the right to vote in America, haven't we? Well, most of us. The women folk weren't allowed until 1920, but we white men, by God, this was our divine right, wasn't it? And now Mr. Blackwell is trying to take it away? Treating me like a Negro? How could that be? Look, Mr. Blackwell, I'm white. I live in, Findlay, Ohio. No, I live in Dayton. No, I live in Athens, Ohio. Look, Mr. Blackwell, my skin is just the same color as yours. Why are you treating me like a Negro? Democrats, liberals, progressives? Hi, guess what? You're about to have a black experience. Now, we have a caller here who wants to talk to us about that. Steve, who is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing fine.
Yeah, I was listening to you talk about this last night, and I was trying to get on, but I was a little too late in calling, and I heard the last caller you spoke with was talking about this and asking, what can we do?
Yeah, and I said, gee, maybe you shouldn't do anything, but is there something folks can do?
Right. Well, whether it'll have an effect, I don't know, but first thing I wanted to say, when you were talking about this, I was thinking, and I came across some stuff, and the actual Voting Rights Act, Section 1971, Title 42, Chapter 20, Subchapter 1, seems to deal with this type of issue from the past, and it clearly states that no person acting under color of law, and I assume that's what he's trying to do, saying it's an Ohio law, about the weighted paper, shall deny the right of any individual to vote in any election because of an error or omission on any record or paper relating to any application, registration, or other act requisite to voting if such error or omission is not material in determining whether such individual is qualified under state law to vote in such elections. So,
well, is there any chance, since Ken Blackwell is obviously attempting to conspire to violate the law, can he, is there a penalty? Does it state in there what happens?
It doesn't state any penalty, but I have his telephone number of his office. And
oh, good.
Right here.
Oh, goody.
I would like to pass along to the...
Please do. I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold for a second, because we have to take a break, Steve, and that'll give everybody a chance to get their pencils and papers so we can write down the phone number and give this neo-Nazi a call tomorrow. So hold on, Steve. We'll come back to you in just a second.
Right.
Oh, goody. I just love it when our audience does some research, since we seem unable to do it here at the Malloy Program, and comes up with a phone number. That's great. We'll pick up that number coming back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you hear to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had redemption songs, redemption songs.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Hi, this is Larry King. If you're like me, someone in your family has had heart disease. Well, I found something everyone can do that can help. Drink Welch's 100% grape juice every day. The same delicious grape juice you enjoyed when you were a kid can help keep your heart healthy. Because Welch's grape juice is made from rich purple Concord grapes and no added sugar. So it's full of natural antioxidants. In fact, a USDA study found Welch's grape juice has more than twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. Now that's something your family can drink to.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Air America Radio. We're listening.
I happen to have been an MIA wife for 8 years, back in the 70s. My husband was a carrier pilot who disappeared into thin air. So when Bush did that little stunt of landing on the carrier in flight gear, here the sniveling little weasel was safe and sound at home, while my husband, who was a real carrier pilot, was getting killed.
866-303-AAR0.
27 before the hour. Let's go back to Steve in Brooklyn, who has a telephone number for us. Now, this is for J. Kenneth Blackwell. And you want to hear the irony of ironies about this story, Steve?
Yeah.
J. Kenneth Blackwell is an American of African descent. This is a black man. Yeah, this is a black man who is now telling other people. You know, this is a guy who apparently doesn't realize that his grandmama or his mother or whomever, if they had any connection to the South, probably you know, got some whips and canes and police dogs chewing on their legs and body appendages in order to try to vote. And here he is telling people who have registered that if they registered on 80-pound if they didn't register on 80-pound weight paper, their registration is no good. This is astonishing. These are like, you know what this guy is like? He's like the Jews who used to work in the death camps organizing the other Jews to go die. The Jews that worked in the Warsaw Ghetto to make sure that the other Jews died. I hate these kind of people. I just hate them. So here he is, J. Kenneth Blackwell. Oh, my God, a black man.
Maybe he's getting pressured. Maybe he didn't even know about this law. Maybe somebody found it and then they pressured him to use it.
I don't think so, because according to America Coming Together, they had warned about this guy back in July. This guy has real close ties to Diebold, the company that manufactures those phony voting machines.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All about it.
Yeah, so this guy is obviously a real thug. He's kind of like, I don't know, he's like any traitor. But it's astonishing that somebody whose heritage in this country has been to be denied the basic enfranchisement of voting, and now he's doing this. It's astonishing.
Right.
Now, you have a phone number, right?
I have a phone number, a mailing address, and an email address.
The phone number is
area code 614-466-3910.
Okay, that's the Secretary of State's office.
Here it says J. Kenneth Blackwell, 180 East Broad Street, 15th floor, Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, that would be his office number. Okay, good. And the email?
Email address is Blackwell at SOS, I guess for Secretary of State, dot state dot OH dot US.
Blackwell at SOS.
Dot state.
Dot state.
Dot OH. .us.
Okay.
And I would just encourage people to call him up or send him an email and ask him why he is violating federal law.
Yeah, street address, I don't think is necessary.
Maybe somebody should bring charges against him.
Yeah, I would think. Or I'll send him down to southern Mississippi and tell him, take off all his clothes, turn him loose in some small town in southern Mississippi with a sign on his back that says, I hate white people and I try to stop them from voting.
Right. Well, realistically, though, somebody should definitely threaten to bring a lawsuit against him. Because,
I hear you.
I mean, he's violating the Federal Voting Rights Act. That's violation of federal law.
Yeah.
I would be pretty afraid if I was him.
Well, Republicans know no fear. They are the bravest human beings ever created by evolution. Hey, thanks, Steve. I appreciate the information, and so do the listeners. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Keep doing
right,
good
sir.
Work.
Thank you, sir. All right, truth seekers, you got it, don't you? Phone number is 614-466-3910. 10,000 phone calls into the Ohio Secretary of State's office tomorrow might get the word through to this moron that, no, you don't have to register on 80-pound stock weight paper. You can register on a piece of toilet tissue or a brick wall if you want to. The important thing is to vote. The phone number again is 614-466-3910. Let's see what we can do. I'm serious. Let's just shut down the phone system at the Ohio Secretary of State's office and any other phone systems that might be connected to it. Let's just bring it to a standstill. The people of Ohio won't mind. It's their democracy that's being taken away from them. And the email, blackwell at sos.state.oh.us. Have I mentioned? Yeah, I already have. All right, one more call on this, and we're going to move on. Terry's calling from Springfield, Ohio. Hey, Terry, welcome to the program. Yo, Terry. Where's Terry?
Yeah, Mike.
There you are. Hey, Terry.
Love your show. Another thing about Blackwell, when he was a councilman in Cincinnati, he happened to be a Democrat. I don't know if the Republicans offered him a better deal. I guess it's probably easier for a man of African-American descent to ascend to a higher office in the Republican Party than in the Democratic Party.
They love their tokens, don't they? The Republicans love their pet Negro or their pet Latino or their pet immigrant. They just love their pets. God, they love them.
Yeah, exactly. Just like the ex-congressman that played football for Oklahoma.
J.C. Watts?
Yeah, you know, what his own father said, how could any self-respecting black man vote for a...
That's right. That's right. But you know, that's metamorphosed into how can any self-respecting American vote for George W. Bush? But I take your point. Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for the info, Terry.
Oh, and by the way,
yes.
In Springfield, in the Miami Valley in Ohio.
Yeah.
We're registering all sorts of voters, and it's looking really good. So.
That's great. That's great. All right, sir. Thanks for checking in.
You're welcome. Bye.
What I have here from America Coming Together, Democratic registrations are up in Ohio 250% from this time in 2000. It goes on to say, we have registered 10 times more new voters in Ohio than the Republicans have, and Democrats are set to turn out in record numbers and demand change on November 2nd. You want that phone number again? 614-466-3910. How ugly is that? All right, now I want to talk a bit here about the oxymoron in the Oval Office. No, not him. Bush's intelligence problem. Let's refer to as that. I'm not talking about his IQ. The information is out there. Came out last night and again today. Today in the New York Times, Bush's own intelligence experts warned him of the chaos and death and destruction that his Iraq invasion would cause. Right? This was all... Anybody who now says in the Bush crime family, well, you know, we didn't know these suiciders and these dead-enders, those cute little names that these thugs come up with. Yeah, they knew all of it. They knew all of it in advance. Bush's own intelligence experts warned him of the chaos, the death, and destruction that this Iraq invasion would cause, and he ignored them and invaded anyway. This is the third Intel report that we know of that too stupid to be president ignored. This man deserves to be president about as much as he deserves to be turned loose on the streets of Baghdad with a sign on his back that says, "Hi, I'm the president. Come get me." First, he ignored the presidential daily briefing titled "Osama Determined to Strike Within the U.S. And because he ignored it, the terrorists who came to this country, the Saudis who came to this country and killed 3,000 people on our soil, the majority, vast majority of whom were Americans, on September 11th. Then we discovered, today as a matter of fact, that Bush's own intelligence team tried to warn him long before his preemptive strike that invading Iraq was a bad idea. That it would only breed terrorism, that recruits would line up to join the insurgents and violently defend their nation from an American invasion. He was warned that we would not be viewed as liberators at all. Not at all. In fact, we would be viewed as what we are, invaders. Was Saddam a rotten, filthy dictator? Yeah, but he was Iraq's rotten, filthy dictator, right? And we have substituted Saddam for who? Alawi? A murderer himself? Somebody who apparently, he's even worse than Bush. Bush would order executions in the state of Texas from his office. Alawi walks into the courtyard where people are blindfolded and handcuffed and puts a bullet into the back of their skulls. Remember, we found out last week that the most recent national intelligence estimate, again prepared by Bush's own staff, painted a bleak picture of Iraq's future. Of course, we shouldn't worry about this because Bush called it a guess. A guess. On the part... Now, this is not the CIA that came up with this. No. The CIA are a bunch of jackasses. This is National Intelligence Council. It's an independent group that advises the director of CIA... And it's made up of all sorts of former intelligence experts, outside academics, longtime intelligence professionals. Bush referred to their report as a guess. We're concerned the chaos, death, and destruction that is now the future for Iraq and this madman, George W. Bush's legacy. He called it a guess and said he was optimistic about Iraq because Alawi said things are just ducky, Alawi being the puppet leader that the Bush crime family has installed, just like they installed Manuel Noriega, just like we have installed puppet governments over the years in Cuba, in Nicaragua, in Iran, in Guatemala. Pick one! And speaking of intelligence, let's not forget the trumped-up intelligence Bush used to convince the public to attack Iraq in the first place. All the lies about the aluminum tubes and the mushroom clouds and the Nigerian uranium. Remember all that? Bush is delusional. This is what happens when you have a man who is an addict. This is what we get when we have a dry drunk in the White House. This is what we get when we have someone who is so delusional, some Christer like Bush. And he's another one who would pull Christ off the cross and kill him again. Either all that, or he hopes we, the American people, have a very, very short memory. Or both. And he's right there. We do. We don't remember, you know, what? We don't remember things from a week ago. So let's get this straight. He was warned that Osama would attack the U.S. and did nothing to protect us. Matter of fact, he enabled Osama bin Laden to attack this country. He was warned that invading Iraq preemptively would backfire into bloody, deadly, chaotic violence. And he did it anyway. And now the current intel reports that say Iraq's future is bleak and the best that can be hoped for is long civil war. And yet more than 50% of Americans still say they feel safer with Bush in the White House? They trust him? What do you suppose it will take to wake up the American sheeple, huh?
This week at MotherJones.com, crossing the lines. The battle for Iraq is over oil, right? Wrong. It's over bandwidth. Cell phone bandwidth. That's why a top Pentagon official and some big-name Republicans tried to give an American-led consortium a key stake in Iraq's lucrative wireless market. Find out how at MotherJones.com. Every week on MotherJones.com, you'll find exclusive reports and timely pointers to the best of the independent web. Log on now to MotherJones.com because you need independent news.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book. Now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. and Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Attention smokers! Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yeah, that's true, George. Okay, I got a couple emails here from Alex. Hey, Mike, I love your show, but being this is a show to vent our ideas and comments, I'm not sure flooding the phones at the election board or at the Republican Secretary of State of Ohio's office will help voters who call to get the facts, which are they, the Secretary of State, are not denying these forms. I sent you the article. I respectfully disagree to your call for phone calls jamming the office at the number you gave out. Alex. Well, yeah, okay, yeah, you're more responsible than I am, Alex, you know. But then Alex sent me an article from the Miami Herald. It says, with the registration deadline approaching October 4th, the Elections Board is registering people regardless of the form, then asking people to submit a second form on the proper card. That's according to the Director of Registration, Brian Williams, a Republican. He said, quote, "We believe that allows us to comply completely with the directive while at the same time not sacrificing anyone's right to vote because they didn't have access to 80-pound cardstock." And so on and so on. Okay, well, Alex, I take your point, and you are probably right that it probably is not a good thing to swamp the Ohio Secretary of State's office. On the other hand, is it not a good thing to spank this guy, which is what the phone calls would essentially do? He's the one who put out the directive. Now, I understand that the directive is, as a press secretary for a former megalomaniac president said one time, it's inoperative. So Blackwell's directive apparently is inoperative. How many people are not understanding this, though? How many people now? Enough confusion has been generated. So why not screw up Blackwell's day, too? The more responsible position is Alex's, and I readily concede that. I can be very irresponsible, very shoot from the hip. Moi? Thanks, Alex. Appreciate that. So folks, you know, he pays your money and you takes your choice. If you want to call the Secretary of State's office and get in Blackwell's ear because of one more Republican dirty trick, that's how I perceive it, and perhaps you do too, then do so. If you want to take the more responsible route, as Alex suggested, and not do that. See, that's America. You have your choice. All right, Southside Carl is calling from Chicago. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How about you, pal?
Yeah, I had saw the website tonight, and they said you were going to be talking about Bush.
Yeah, the way he disrespects children and health care and education, yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to get to that tonight, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just want to bring up something. I know it's going to probably pop up on Thursday night. And he's going to be trying to justify preemptive policy. You know, he's going to probably say something like, well, September 11 changed everything in America and all this and that. And
yeah.
All this policy and everything. I'm waiting for someone to just bring up the fact that, well, if this policy is accurate, don't we have to change history from back in December 7, 1941?
I think we do.
Because, let's see, the Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor preemptively to prevent us from getting into their business in China and in the Southeast Asia, right?
That's it, yeah.
And we called that audacity, coward, unprovoked attack, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And that's sort of contrary to what he's saying now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I'm just checking.
You know he's crazy, Carl. You know he's a lying snake. You know he knows less history than my two-month-old baby. Or if you have kids, any kid that's gone through fourth grade knows more history than this man.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm just checking because a lot of what he's about is a lot of anal stuff. I mean, it's just totally ignorant.
It is, yes.
And, I mean, like I said, this is something, you know, kids need to know history. Actually, adults need to know more history. And some of the stuff needs to be put in perspective because I'm pretty sure this is going to be part of his defense and everything. But hopefully, you know, this guy should go after him, just be blunt and just call him a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And cite what he's done lying about. And
sure.
Say, well, this is why he doesn't need to be the president. Because, you know, after all, maybe one way of presenting this to American people is that, well, you know what? If you was on a job and it screwed up as bad as George Bush, would you still be working today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. No. If you were in the military and screwed up as much as George Bush, would you still be alive today?
Well, you know, on the military thing, too, there was something that came across about they're trying to coerce military people to re-up.
Yeah, that's right.
The reserves, National Guards. But,
yeah, out in Colorado. And now they're denying it. I believe it's, I forget the fort. I have it in my notes here. It's not Fort Hood. That's in Texas. Fort Collins. In Fort Collins, guys who have who completed their contract but still are members of the Individual Ready Reserve, you know, you're part of that for a couple of years after you served. You're active and inactive on in the reserves. Those people are being threatened. They're being told if you don't sign up for active reserve or inactive reserve, we're going to send you either to Iraq or North or to the Korea, to the DMZ in South Korea. And of course, the Army is denying it. The Defense Department referred all inquiries from our crack media to Fort Collins, and people at Fort Collins are saying, "No, we don't know nothing about it." No, it's not true. Hey, I got a break here. Thanks, Carl. Thanks for checking in, pal.
All right, Mike.
All right, you take care. The article that was in the New York Times today about the pre-war assessment, more intel about what would happen if we invaded Iraq. It's just astonishing. Did any of you see any of this on the news tonight? Kathy, you watched some of the news tonight. Did they bring this up, this New York Times? They brought it up this morning on CNN. Betty Nguyen, who's the CNN anchor in the morning, she says, and we have some information just into CNN that pre-war intelligence reports warned that Saddam loyalists would be aiding in the insurgency after the war in Iraq. And, of course, we want to go now to CNN's David Ensor to sort all of this out. David, what do you know? And then David Ensor comes on, the CNN national security correspondent, and he says, well, Betty, two classified reports that were prepared for President Bush 2 months before the invasion of Iraq warned, according to sources, that such an invasion could prompt an insurgency, including rogue elements from Saddam Hussein's government, blah, 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 so on and so on. And then Betty Nguyen comes back and says, you know, David, it's kind of interesting, the timing of this information that's being released to us. The timing? Oh, I see. The implication is it's another Democrat dirty trick. Well, Betty, CNN didn't get the information just in. It was in the New York Times this morning, sweetheart, and that came out about 1:30 in the morning. So by the time you're on TV, Betty, the rest of the world knows about it.
Ever wondered who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Bush's hometown newspaper endorses John Kerry, a Texas weekly newspaper that bills itself as President Bush's hometown newspaper, is endorsing John Kerry for President of the United States. The paper, which has a circulation of about 425 in Crawford, Texas, says Kerry will restore American dignity. This paper endorsed Bush 4 years ago and supported the invasion of Iraq, and it says today it's been, quote, let down by various aspects of the war. It charges President Bush has made continuous mistakes regarding terrorism in Iraq that have diminished the nation's reputation and influence around the world. The paper also says it's troubled by what it calls the deteriorating state of the economy and what it describes as the president's initiatives to disable the Social Security system. Vice presidential candidate John Edwards campaigned with a September 11th widow today in two states that suffered losses in the terror attacks. Edwards said, when John Kerry is your president, we'll find these terrorists, we'll find Al-Qaeda where they are, and we'll crush them. He was speaking at Carnegie Mellon University in Pennsylvania before traveling to campaign events in New Jersey. Edwards said, I'm convinced the only people who can't see mistakes in Iraq are George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. Pennsylvania, where Kerry and President Bush remain in a tight race, has been a frequent campaign destination for all the candidates this fall. Joining Edwards today, Kristen Breitweiser, Middletown, New Jersey, a driving force behind the creation of the 9/11 Commission. Her husband died in the World Trade Center. She's been traveling with Edwards to show her support for the Democratic ticket. Breitweiser's presence underscored an effort by the Kerry campaign to send voters two messages: that women worried about terrorism should reconsider backing President Bush, and that someone who lost family in the September 11th attacks said she believes Kerry would do a better job of protecting the country. John Kerry out of sight today in Wisconsin as he's preparing for the debate on Thursday with President Bush. Supporters, though, are out blaming the president for the latest spike in oil prices. Among them, John Edwards. He said the bursting the $50 a barrel threshold shows how wrong the administration was in predicting prices settling around $27. And there probably won't be any spandex or chair throwing, but the political forum by World Wrestling Entertainment probably will be a little less serious than the debates with the presidential candidates on Thursday. Iraq, the economy, education, among the topics to be discussed at the Smackdown Your Vote debate for students at the University of Miami in Florida. Wrestlers from the WWE and Chairman Vince McMahon and students will discuss presidential candidates' views on the issues of importance to young voters in the Smackdown Your Vote gathering. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
A lot of birds winter here. You go out to the wetlands, you have a pretty strong likelihood of seeing a bald eagle.
It's also an important nursery ground for fish.
Crystal Kane and Dr. Michael McCrander are environmentalists. They're helping restore Louisiana's sensitive coastal wetland.
Louisiana has about 40% of the nation's wetlands.
But 80% of the wetland losses have occurred in Louisiana.
Their help is vital to the wetland, to our energy needs, and to the companies they work for. Shell and its affiliates.
As you lose the wetland buffer, you lose your protection. And when you lose your protection, it impacts our country's energy.
If the system goes away, all of our options are gone. Shell understands that.
While the wetland also protects a quarter of the country's energy supply, that's not the only reason these two are here.
It's our backyard.
To find out more, visit shell.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. You think Iraq's elections look dubious? Florida's going to trial over paper ballots. Ohio officials are tossing paper registrations if the paper's too thin. Maybe they can file absentee ballots instead from Fallujah. We'll talk to election guru Greg Palast, and we'll get a live report from the front lines of the war on brains. Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio Network. I'm Mike Malloy. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. We'll be coming to your calls here in just a moment. Also, this hour, President Bunny Pants and his interview by the equally unstable Bill O'Reilly. This is from last night. You got to hear some of this. Somebody emailed me and said it's not Fort Collins, Colorado. It's Fort Carson. Thank you. Now, the article that was in the Times today about the pre-war intelligence assessment on Iraq that predicted precisely what's going on right now. Every time Bush opens his mouth and acts as though what is happening there is a surprise, is a further indication of his disconnectedness from the office of the President of the United States. This man is no more president, like I said, than Molly is. And it's astonishing. Now we're up to the third overall intelligence briefing. The first one about the attack on this country using airplanes to hit landmarks in America by Osama bin Laden that he ignored. Now it's the pre-war assessment that Iraq would wind up in chaos. And the other day it was the prediction of what's going to happen in Iraq now. And even the best scenario, the one that Bush calls guessing, is death, destruction, chaos, civil war, the Balkanization of Iraq, a destabilization of the Middle East. All of this brought to you by George W. Bush. He has made all of this unsafe. He's made America a less safe place. Americans traveling abroad, less safe. People in the Middle East, less safe. The Israelis, less safe. The Palestinians, less safe. People from other countries who, because they're looking for jobs, go to Iraq to work for one of Bush's cronies' companies, they are less safe. And yet he stands out there in front of his carefully selected audiences and talks about how the world is a safer place, which is an absolute utter lie. But using the principles of Heinrich Himmler and Goering and Goebbels and, you know, the top flight Nazis, tell the lie enough times and people will begin to believe it. And that's what's happened here in the former United States of America. Now, the contents of these two assessments in the past couple of days, that actually came out in, one came out, was given to Bush in January of 2003. What is it? This is September 2004, right? Last week, Bush dismissed these reports, saying its authors were just guessing about the future. And again, keep in mind that the National Intelligence Council is an independent group. These are not government. These are not people playing cover your ass. This independent group, made up of outside academics, longtime intelligence professionals. The CIA describes it as the intelligence community's, quote, center for midterm and long-term strategic thinking, end quote. Now, the main task assigned to the NIC is to produce national intelligence estimates, reports that outlined the consequences of certain actions. They presented something like this about Iraq in January of 2003. When did we invade? Was it May, June of 2000? When was it, Kathy? I forget. It seems like a different lifetime. Now, the Times goes on to say the assessments were described by three government officials who have seen or been briefed on the documents. The officials, here it comes, spoke on condition that neither they nor their agencies be identified. Well, sure, of course not. Because if the Times does identify who these people are, their wives will be outed as CIA agents and people will die. Or, worse, perhaps, the person revealing the information, the person playing Daniel Ellsberg, will be murdered by the Bush crime family. Now, the Times says none of the officials involved here are affiliated in any way with Kerry's campaign, or Bush's for that matter. The officials who were interviewed separately declined to quote directly from the documents, but said they were speaking out to present an accurate picture of the pre-war warnings. They said they were speaking out to present an accurate picture of the pre-war warnings. Why? Because the Bush crime family only lies. They never speak the truth, not to America, not to the world, not to the Iraqis, not to anybody, not to their own family members. They are thugs. These people make the Sopranos look like churchgoers. Well, I guess the Sopranos were churchgoers. Never mind. Now, these officials describe assessments that were given to Bush and the rest of his filthy regime that were far gloomier than the predictions by some administration officials, most notably Dick Cheney. The warnings about anti-American sentiment and instability appear, obviously, if you pay attention, if you can find a good news source in America, and you still can. All these predictions have been upheld by events. And the disclosure that this crime family knew about it in advance should be, could be, politically damaging to the White House. And won't be, because it will not be reported. Tom Brokaw, Peter Jennings, Dan Rather, Wolf Blitzer, the rest of these people will not look into the camera and say, Mr. and Mrs. America, we've got some bad news for you. We really do. Three times the Bush crime family was warned about Iraq. Three times they ignored it. We're in two wars now. We have almost 1,100 dead Americans, 30,000 dead Iraqis. God only knows literally how many dead Afghans. All for nothing. For nothing. All for nothing. Now, Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw and Dan Rather will not look into the cameras and say that. So you and I are, and all of America really, not just us, we're left with the consequences of a crazed, dry, drunk George Bush. who believes God tells him who to invade. His own words. I'm not making it up. God tells him who to invade, what country to invade, and he does it. This, you know, if I get up tomorrow, I've said this before, and if I go down on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta and take out a gun and shoot three people dead, and the police come and say, and I say, God told me to do this, the fate of the earth rested on my killing these three people, I'll either be, we still have the death penalty here in Georgia, I'll either be tried and executed or tried and found guilty but insane and incarcerated for the rest of my life. George Bush seeks re-election. He didn't order the killing of three people. He ordered the killing of tens of thousands because God told him to. Now you understand, don't you, truth seeker? I do. Why all of these intelligence estimates, everything prepared by inside agencies, outside agencies, everybody who said, George, no, don't do it. Now you understand why he ignored and overrode them and did it anyway. Because God told George what to do. This is a madman. There's no doubt here. This is a madman. Tell me again why the majority of Americans feel safer with Bush as commander-in-chief. This is a madman. Anyone who gets their directives from a deity who tells them to go kill. I mean, even Moses. Moses was not allowed to go to the promised land. But his son Joshua did. And what was the directive from God? Go kill everybody. Go kill them all. Huh? Now you can make the argument, well, you know, that's religious mythology, Mike. That's not true. Right. Right. But George Bush is true. He's real. He's affecting every single life on this planet. 80% of the people on this planet don't realize it, I guess, or maybe 60%. They don't know. They don't know. They're just going about their business trying to get through this life and make it on to the next, if that's what they believe. And George Bush, what George Bush does has an influence on people in Iceland, people in Antarctica, people in New Zealand, Australia, Uruguay, Liberia, Sri Lanka, Tibet, England, Sweden, and Iraq. And then the other story caught my eye. The FBI has failed to translate hundreds of thousands of hours of wiretap recordings from counterterrorism and counterintelligence investigations since the attacks on this country in 2001. Despite more money, steep increases in funding for new linguists and other translation services. That's according to another report released yesterday. The report also found that more than a third of Al-Qaeda-related audio recordings were not translated. They're just sitting there. And the terrible part is the ones that are fed into a computer are deleted because nobody has the time or the inclination to read them. This is your Bush administration, huh? You like this? This is Air America Radio.
W stands for wrong.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
We couldn't have said it better ourselves. SeeAGeorge.com. SeeAGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $8.95. Magnets, buttons, and even the W pinata at SeeAGeorge.com. Our Race to the Pole sale is going on right now. Want to save some money? Type in coupon code ABB during your checkout and save 20% off any internet order. SeeAGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
Don't have a computer? Call for our full color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeAGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeAGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Are you tired of domestic and foreign policies being put in place with no thought to the average American? You even know people that support these policies. These people suffer from a medical condition that we commonly call head-up-your-ass-itis. As truth-telling Democrats, it is now time to show some compassion to these people. We have the perfect gift idea for them. We created unisex boxers with unique opening in the backside to accommodate their head and make head-up-your-ass-itis a little more bearable. These garments were designed for ultimate comfort, and they come in three flattering styles, crew neck, turtleneck, and the ever-popular V. Go to www.gigglinggeese.com and see for yourself. You will also receive a gift box, card, and informational pamphlet outlining the symptoms and possible treatment. Send a pair to your friends, coworkers, boss, or any other misguided Republican you know. These are fun gifts for birthdays, the holidays, or any other occasion. Help us support Air America and order yours today at www.gigglinggeese.com.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice
sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Attention, smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
We got a lot of problems, but I'm going to tell you something about this country. In my mind, there is no doubt that we won't solve these problems.
Oh, you sick, sick human being. Anyway, an audit found that more than a third of Al-Qaeda-related audio recordings are not being translated. Now, these findings, these were in the classified report that was given to Too Stupid to Be President in July. It wasn't released until yesterday to the public. But the report underscores the extent to which the Justice Department and the FBI rely upon special intelligence wiretaps authorized by the secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court that you and I know absolutely nothing about and never will. That court oversees warrants for terrorism and counterintelligence investigations against Americans, against people in East Kneecap, Idaho, or someplace clear across the planet. The investigation determined that as of April, this is almost October, the FBI had not translated more than 123,000 hours of recordings in languages that they say primarily related to counterterrorism activities, languages like Arabic, Farsi, Urdu, and Pashto. 370,000 hours of recordings in languages connected to counterintelligence probes had not been deciphered. Now, remember when the Arab speakers in the intelligence community in this country were fired because four or five of them happened to be gay? Remember that? We don't want no queers translating anything for us that might save American lives. Get the queers out of here. This is a Bush directive. This is an Ashcroft directive. In other words, Dick Cheney's daughter, Mary, could not go to work for the intelligence service if she spoke Arabic and translate because she happens to be gay. But you see how this works? The report also said that the FBI does not have enough computer storage capacity to keep up with the amount of recording it is conducting. That means that in some cases surveillance recordings have to be deleted before they can be listened to. What? An FBI? The FBI doesn't have enough computer storage capacity? Why not? We now spend $70 million annually on language services. In 2001, we were spending less than a third of that. But I'll tell you what, we got rid of those gay people, didn't we? Huh? Didn't we get rid of those gay Arab speakers? By golly. So it's more important to Bush to keep gays out of his administration than it is to protect the American people from a terrorist attack. Is this the right priority? Is this the president you want? Is this a guy who keeps America safe? Huh? No, of course not. This is George W. Bush, the giggling killer. He doesn't, you know, nothing matters. Intelligence reports are just guesses. That's like a third grader, isn't it? Well, his reports are just guesses. They don't mean anything. Yeah, Uncle Dick tells me what's real, and they don't mean anything. Those are just guesses. Can you believe that a president, on top of everything else he says that? Maybe they are just guesses, but who uses that? What 55-year-old man uses that kind of language, or however old he is? Well, they're just guesses. That's all. They're just guesses. They don't mean anything. Now, I want to go play my Game Boy. My head hurts. I'm tired of talking about all this stuff. Just go kill them. I don't care. Kill them. Go kill people and leave me alone. Just go bomb stuff. Leave me alone. They're just guesses. And what percentage of Americans supports this kind of murderous insanity? How else do you define it? Good God. Okay, who's next in the barrel here? I think Dave in Queens is up next. Dave, welcome to the program.
Mike, thank you for taking me. The only people who support Bush are the evil and the willfully ignorant. I was just wondering, if he was president in 1941 after Pearl Harbor, would he have bombed Bangladesh instead of Tokyo?
Absolutely.
Probably would have. I was going to say...
Okay, so just one thing. Yeah. There was no Bangladesh back then, but that's all right.
Yeah, well, he would have bombed it anyway, though, probably.
Yes, he would have. He would have hit the area that became Bangladesh.
Right. You corrected me on that one.
I had to correct somebody. Damn it. I've been corrected twice tonight, okay? So I had to correct somebody. Thank you for being the willing partner.
Mike,
in there,
I'll make at least one more mistake, and then you'll evened up.
Okay.
All right? But I was saying the biggest problem we have is the media. If they would just, like, play the dry drunks quotes, like some of the ones you see on your radio and some of the other stations, if they would tell the American people that the reason why Bush went into Iraq was simply because Daddy wanted revenge and these corporations wanted money, that Bin Laden is still alive, that he still coddles the Saudi royal families and the terrorists of Saudi Arabia that helped fund 9/11, okay, and that Bush cares more about Halliburton and the Saudi royal family than he does about the life and security of the American people, and then just go into the domestic front about education, the economy, and the health care, and the environment. This guy is the worst record of any president in history. And all we get is a bunch of garbage from CBS, NBC, and ABC about, oh my gosh, John Kerry said Lambert Field instead of Lambeau Field.
I know.
Like, that's so important. And then the worst is, this is one I mentioned with your screener about Gallup polling, which is so biased and is run by a right-wing lunatic. They did a sample that says today that Bush is up 8 points. However, it's not a representative sample. If it was a representative sample, the same poll would have Kerry up 5 points. What they did is they even though Democrats outnumber Republicans in this country, they had a 12-point swing of the number of Republicans they did, 43%, versus the number of Democrats they polled at 31%.
You know, I think I read that. I read about that, Dave. You don't think that they're trying to sway public opinion, do you?
They are absolutely. They're trying to take people who may be on the fence or people who aren't sure if they want to vote and say, oh, the election isn't going to be close. Stay home. Bush is going to win. And that's what they're trying to do by this. These phony polls are designed to keep people from voting. They're designed to discourage people from voting. And they're designed just in case there's any shenanigans to make it look like that Bush had the numbers to begin with going in. That's all it's about.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Dave, thank you. I appreciate your comments, sir. Thanks for checking in, all right?
All right. You have a good one.
All right, you too. We got a break here. We'll be back. And when we come back, in his own words, President Stupid with, this is Dumb and Dumber. This is Bill O'Reilly and President Bunny Pants. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network.
In dire straits around our gluttony for fuel.
That's Charles Ford, founder of Grassoline Solutions. He launched the first 100% biodiesel city bus in the nation.
Biodiesel is vegetable oil-based fuel that can be burned in any diesel engine.
The Grassoline site gives you all the 411.
It's about cold weather and high altitude. We're at 10,000 feet here in Telluride, Colorado, and one of the things that happens is that you get gelling in the winter with biofuel.
Biodiesel is earth-friendly with 75% less greenhouse gases.
Biodiesel is non-toxic. It's got a toxicity between that of maple syrup and table salt. It is biodegradable.
Ford introduced actress Daryl Hannah to veggie fuel.
Come view clips of Daryl Hannah and I speaking on television. Grassoline.com. Come check us out.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
Wednesday, I think we should all shop Kohl's one-day sale together.
I'd love to, Mom, but I have my clarinet lesson.
Nope, I moved it.
Oh, no, I have soccer practice on Wednesday.
Coach said he'll cancel.
Yes.
Get the Kohl's one-day sale this Wednesday only. Take 40 to 50% off knit tops and sweaters. Save 30 to 40% on all men's and women's Adidas athletic shoes. All kitchen electrics and floor care, 15 to 50% off. And save 50 to 60% on all luggage.
Oh, Wednesday's my doctor's appointment, honey.
Now it's early next month.
Great.
Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Wednesday on the Al Franken Show, the stars turn out for a bon voyage party as we prepare to depart on our unprecedented 10-day, 7-city tour of the battleground states. Wishing us Godspeed will be the author, David Marinus, foreign affairs editor, Gideon Rose, right-wing media scourge, David Brock, and a little guest by the name of Howard Dean. Pop the cork as the Al Franken Show hits the road.
really comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen.
Where's the button I'm supposed to push to bring Jesus back? Oh, my God. Okay, here he is, Bunny Pants, interviewed by the equally unstable Bill O'Reilly. This is from last night. This was the first of the three-part interview intended to prime the public for Bush's debate performance, which, by the way, as Paul Krugman said today in the New York Times, let's face it, whatever happens in Thursday's debate, cable news will proclaim Bush the winner. So here he is. O'Reilly begins with this softball. According to a poll taken by the Coalition Authority last spring, only 5% of the Iraqis see the United States as liberators. Are you surprised they don't appreciate the American sacrifice more? Try to guess the word of the day here.
I think they're beginning to appreciate the sacrifice because the country is getting better. It's tougher than heck right now because Zarqawi and some of these former Baathists are killing innocent Iraqis and killing our soldiers in order to try to get us to leave. I also saw a poll where it said by far the vast majority of Iraqis believe the world is getting better. And that's positive. In other words, people are beginning to see progress. Electricity is better. Schools are opening. Hospitals are running. I think when it's all said and done, Iraqi's going to look back and say, thank God for America.
Is he delusional? The answer is yes. Thank you, America, for Abu Ghraib. Thank you for bombing us back to the Stone Age. Thank you for the starvation. Thank you for the dysentery. Thank you for destroying our water supply and our electric grid. Thanks for the radioactive bombs and bullets and trash you left for our children. Thank you, Mr. Bush. Thank you. It's incredible. What does he say? It's tougher than heck right now. Yeah, it's tougher than heck right now. You know? Now, of course, Bill, if we were just in the company of my good friend Uncle Dick, I wouldn't say heck. I would say the MF word, but I can't say that on Fox, can I? Now, in this next one, Bill and Bush go back and forth on how long it'll take for the situation in Iraq to really improve. And as you listen to this, remember the breaking news today that we already talked about, that Bush ignored yet another intelligence report, this one before he invaded Iraq, that warned of all the death and destruction and chaos that would result from that invasion. And he did it anyway. O'Reilly begins by asking, how long do you think the improvement will be before it begins? Well, I guess we had the sound bite. I guess not. Let me try it again. You want to try it again, Kathy? O'Reilly says, how long do you think it will be, the improvement, before it begins?
You know, it's as soon as possible. Now, I think the elections are going to have a very positive effect, and they take place in January. And look, the people want to vote.
But can they vote when people are being blown up and these guys are threatening them? And can they vote?
That's when you're supposed to vote. You've got to stand tough with these terrorists. You cannot allow the terrorists to dictate whether or not a society can be free or not.
What? Can you vote when people are being blown up? Yeah. Sure, of course. You know, if they get an arm blown off, that leaves one another arm. They can use the other arm. If they get both arms blown off, they can pull the lever or touch the screen with their foot, can't they? Now O'Reilly makes the comparison between Iraq and the Iraqis and the South Vietnamese in the 60s. Now listen as Bush praises his puppet terrorist, Alawi, and then makes a very telling remark about the universal desire to defend one's country when it's attacked. Bush doesn't know what he's saying, but listen. And listen to O'Reilly. O'Reilly asks this question. The South Vietnamese didn't fight for their freedom, which is why they don't have it today. Do you think, Mr. President, the Iraqis are going to fight for their freedom?
No question in my mind they will. You bet. I was with Prime Minister Alawi yesterday. He is a tough guy. He is a strong leader.
Ooh.
He believes the future of Iraq is the future of freedom. And he tells me that, you know, at these places where they go bomb the recruits, people trying to sign up to serve in the army or the police, the next day more recruits come.
Okay.
People want to defend their country. I believe that. You know why I believe that? And this is really important. Is because I believe everybody yearns to be free.
Isn't that ironic? He says people want to defend their country. Huh. Isn't that what the so-called insurgents are doing? Bunny pants? Just defending their country from your murderous attack? You've taken our once great nation, Mr. Bush, so low with your doctrine of preemptive war, haven't you? Now we're seen by the rest of the world as lethal bullies. Accept American democracy or die. Isn't that... why don't you pull that one on China? Now, on here's the next one. On the criticism that Bush's military didn't capture the person Bush starts out by calling Al Sader. Al Sader, who is that? Sounds like a used car dealer from the Bronx. Let's all go over to Al Sader's and buy a car. Well, I guess that would be in Brooklyn. Or no, that'd be in Boston. Let's go to Al Sader's, huh? What do you think of Al? Hey, man, that's quite a lot he's got, eh? O'Reilly says, the Wall Street Journal says, and that's a conservative paper, see, Bush doesn't know that, the Defense Department and the Pentagon wasn't aggressive enough in getting Al Sader and crushing Fallujah. Is the Journal wrong?
I think this, I think that the government of Iraq, Alawi, did a good job in Najaf with Sader. In other words, they now control the shrines, and they did so in a way that he, Alawi, thought would be best for the political process. And Alawi made the decision that the best operations in Najaf would be to the way we handled it. And if they're saying that maybe last fall we should have moved on Sadr, it's a judgment call that, you know, history will have to look back on.
Yeah. All this pesky intelligence stuff is just guesswork, right? Right? History will just have to look back on. I'll be in heaven with my Jesus, so it really doesn't matter. I don't care. Sader, Sadr, you say Sader, I say Sadr, you say tomato, I say tomato, 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 Sader, Sadr, let's call the whole thing off. Hi, I'm George Bush. I'm dumber than a sack full of doorknobs. Hello. Oh, my God. Now, on the criticism Bush has taken, justifiable criticism, on his taxpayer-funded photo op on the aircraft carrier, remember? Listen as Bush justifies that hideous, juvenile, teenager stunt. O'Reilly says, the mission accomplished statement in May 2003, if you had to do it all over again, Mr. President, would you have done it? Would you do it again?
You mean have the sign up there?
No, but go in there with the flight jacket.
Absolutely.
You would.
Of course. I'm saying to the troops on this carrier and elsewhere, thanks for serving America. Absolutely.
Okay.
And by the way, those sailors and airmen loved seeing the commander-in-chief.
Oh,
these kids had been on a very long cruise. They'd been on a cruise to both, in two theaters of war now, Afghanistan and Iraq. I flew out there and said, thanks. Thanks on behalf of a grateful nation. You bet I'd do it again.
It was a cheap stunt, and you know it, Bunny Pants. You were barely off the shore. That ship was, you could see, had the cameras been positioned right, you could have seen the shoreline of San Diego. Oh, my God, and to think they criticized Clinton's haircut.
Yeah, he sat out there on the tarmac, you know, and tied up LAX traffic for 2 hours, which was a lie. But here's Bush, who uses... Oh, never mind.
And finally tonight, O'Reilly asked about Iran's nuclear programs. You know, it's so obvious I shouldn't say it, but if we were going to attack a nation, why not Iran? At least they actually have a nuclear weapons program and ties to terrorists, don't they? But I digress. O'Reilly says, Mr. President, Iran said yesterday, hey, we're going to develop this nuclear stuff. We don't care what you think. Now, let me pause. Is that how they said it, O'Reilly? You jackass. Is that what Iran... First of all, Iran is a geographic entity. It doesn't talk, you moron. So are you talking about the Ayatollah? Is this the way the Ayatollah talk? Hey, we're going to develop this nuclear stuff. We don't care what you think. Oh, that's right. O'Reilly is talking to George Bush. Never mind. O'Reilly says, Iran said yesterday, hey, we're going to develop this nuclear stuff. We don't care what you think. You ready to use military force against Iran, Mr. President, if they continue to defy the world on nuclear?
Let me try to solve it diplomatically first. All options are on the table, of course, in any situation, but diplomacy is the first option.
Would you allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon?
We are working our hearts out so that they don't develop a nuclear weapon, and the best way to do so is to continue to keep international pressure on them.
Is it conceivable that you would allow them to develop a nuclear weapon?
No, we've made it clear. Our position is that you won't have a nuclear weapon.
Oh, God. Is that all, Kathy? Can that be enough for tonight? Okay, thank you. Yeah, part deux. Tomorrow night. Unbelievable. When you listen to those two together, is it insane? Is it not like watching the Sci-Fi Channel at 2, 3 in the morning when they have those just totally incomprehensible science fiction films on? You know, Godzilla versus the Ant-Man or Mothra or I don't know. This is like, it's like watching, what was the one that where the guys sit in the front row and talk? Mystic Science Fiction, Mystery Science Fiction Theater, MST. Oh, what the hell is it? Come on, Kathy, open up and talk to me.
Mystery Science Fiction Theater 3000.
Thank you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay. That's what it's like. It's like watching one of those where you sit in the front row and just make fun of the inane, asinine dialogue. Is there more asinine dialogue than that would pass between Bill O'Reilly and George W. Bush? Wow. Now, in a couple of moments, after we take a few more phone calls here, Bush's hometown newspaper, the Iconoclast, the Lone Star Iconoclast, what a name for a newspaper, right? From Crawford, Texas, has endorsed John Kerry. And what they said was so well stated that I'm going to share some of it with you, but that's probably next hour. So stick around. Quick break here. We'll be right back, and then your phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
You take off your gloves and shoes.
There's nobody home.
The sign says there's no vacancy. As you stare at me vacantly, the lights are out, but I can't see. There's
nobody home.
Oh, no, there's
nobody home.
I love your smile, but when you talk,
there's nobody home.
I love it when you speak your mind.
Nobody home.
It's nice to have some quiet time.
There's nobody home.
The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything you say to me convinces me.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a 4-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $600 on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save $600 on select styles. Offer ends October 31st. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor,
the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair.
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
You want a scavenger hunt for terror.
Is that what he said, a scavenger hunt for terror? Yeah, I used to go on scavenger hunts when I used to go to camp in the summer. You know, go get a thistle, go get a dead mosquito, go get a smooth, flat river rock. 10 before the hour. Terrell is calling from Atlanta. Terrell, welcome to the program.
Give my call.
Hey.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Is it Terrell or Terrell?
Terrell. T-E-R-R-E-L-L.
I got you.
Yes, thank you. Before I get into what I really waited for, and you didn't, I want to say hello to Jamaica, the Caribbean, Haiti, and Florida, and adjoining state. I wish you all the best.
Well, that's very kind of you. That's very kind, Terrell.
The reason I'm calling, I've been in the state for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's two things that I really deal with in my life is politics and religion.
Mm-hmm.
Because they intertwine. You cannot separate the two, but you have to be careful. Because if you use one to achieve any end, you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bush said he's a born-again Christian. Now, I want to bring this to all the Christians and those who support Jesus and follow Jesus. Jesus did not defend war. I want to say this, what Jesus really didn't defend and will never defend because he's one of the greatest moral leader of all times.
Can you do it in 2 or 3 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, if Mr. Bush said he's a born-again Christian and he said he's a war president,
yes,
we have a big problem there.
Yes, we do.
If you're following Jesus, Jesus is for nonviolent. I'm not saying if your back is against the wall, you shouldn't defend yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus said turn the other cheek.
Exactly.
Jesus said essentially don't defend yourself.
Yes. So What I'm saying is, if you said you're a war president,
yeah,
it simply means that you're not a follower of Christ, or you're using Christ to meet your own ends.
Agreed, agreed.
And that's dangerous.
It is indeed.
And I want everyone who is listening to your program, and I'm glad you have this station, so that Democrats and true liberals can listen and feel better that they don't have to listen to Rush Limbaugh and those who are spreading hate and try to separate this country.
I hear you. I
want to say this to everyone, that think this is a very serious election.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not telling anyone which way they should go. I know which way I'm going.
Right.
I'm a Democrat. I was born a liberal.
Right.
But I'm saying, think very carefully. Because if you send a war president in, you know, let me just, I'm going to share this quick with you.
Very quick.
When Karl Malone and, anyway, those two players went to the Lakers.
Yeah.
I hope I don't offend any Laker fan.
Yeah.
My friends, they said, wow, the Lakers going to get a championship now. I said, no. They will never get a championship, and because of that, the Lakers not going to get a championship.
Right.
Because it was meant for them to be. I said, they're not going to get the championship. I'll tell you something better. Mr. Bush won't be going back. They said, oh, man, there he go again.
There he goes again.
And I know that. I want to say to all Democrats,
don't
let the polls intimidate you. This is a trick. The forces that is behind Mr. Bush is more dangerous than Mr. Bush.
Yeah.
He is just the star, the producers and those who created him. They sent him down there to create a religious war.
Yes.
And that's a very dangerous war. The Pope said, don't create a religious war.
Yes.
He was told, and he told the Pope, the reason I'm going to war is because I want peace.
I know. Okay, Terrell, I got to leave there. Terrell, thank you very much. I appreciate you checking in, man. That's pretty good. Well, you can go from the Lakers to the Pope. That is good. That's good stuff. Terrell, I believe that Jesus probably was influenced by the teachings of Buddha. Is that possible in the time? Yeah. Eastern Asian thought. You know, after all, the Middle East was a crossroads, right? And this nonviolence, this approach that Christ had, which was so different from the other monotheistic religion that was dominant then, Judaism, so different from the Roman religion, so different from the Greeks, from the Assyrians, from everybody. You know, the Buddhist idea of you know, it's one of the how many pillars of Buddhism are there? Four pillars of the principles of Buddhism, and one of them, I'm getting this all wrong, I'll get 30 emails correcting me, but one of them is that there is misery and pain and suffering. That is one of the givens of life, and what you are to do is to take note of it, but there's really nothing you can do. Life is. It's joy and happiness, maybe, but it's also anguish and misery. And I think that's what the historic Christ probably noticed, and he tried to pass it on to his disciples and to his people. Hey, look, let me tell you something. When someone comes up and whaps you upside the head, you know, smites thee on the cheek, turn the other cheek. There's nothing you can do about it. What are you going to do, smite him back? Then what? No, Bush is, I don't know why we're doing church again. Didn't you tell me not to do church, Kathy? Okay, if it's Buddhism and Jesus, it must be the Malloy Show, right? All right, we have another hour of fun and frivolity, Truth Seekers. Do stay with us. I hope I didn't scare everybody away with all that. And Terrell, thanks a lot for checking in. Like I said, anybody who can go from the Pope to the Lakers to Jesus to Bush, whew, man, that is good. I like that. That was good. That was good. In a manner of speaking. All right? All right, if you're on if you're on hold, stay just a little bit longer. We'll come back and get your call. Also, the endorsement by Bush's hometown newspaper of John Kerry for the presidency. That's kind of interesting. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network.
Miracle Eye Surgery.
Yeah, do you give a written pledge to do the best laser eye surgery possible?
What?
And can I grade you?
What if businesses pledge to deliver superior service and then let you grade how they do? In real estate, GMAC Premier Service agents do exactly that, with an overwhelming 94% satisfaction score.
So I can't grade the doctor?
Grade him? GMAC Real Estate. Put us to the test.
Percentage based on GMAC 2002-2003 Customer Satisfaction Survey and Equal Opportunity Housing Provider. Most firms independently owned and operate.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. There was much rejoicing in Italy as crowds cheered the homecoming of former hostages Simita Parry and Simita Toretta. The two Simitas were freed after being held hostage for 3 weeks by Iraqi captors. Italian TV stations broke into programming with special bulletins, and people on the streets cheered the news. Two Iraqis and six Egyptian workers were also freed. There's also new hope that two French hostages may be released soon. Having done considerable damage in Florida when it made landfall, remnants of what was once Hurricane Jean have been causing problems in the mid-Atlantic. Numerous flood warnings were put into effect for six mid-Atlantic states. Rainfall rates of 1 to 2 inches an hour have been taking place, and that rain is heading for New England. The storm has made residents in south and central New Jersey run for cover. Steve Sandberg reports.
Witnesses describe a funnel cloud touching down in a strip mall parking lot in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, blowing down the roof off a bank and toppling light posts onto cars.
Actually, it traveled down the roadway. Some telephone poles are kind of knocked to the side and blew the front door off a drugstore. Echo Drugs blew the door off.
Miraculously, says police spokesman Ed Morton, no one was injured. The remnants of Hurricane Jean giving many a final scare. Steve Sandberg, Newark.
Residents in Central California were shaken but not stirred by a magnitude 6.0 earthquake Tuesday. The quake was centered south of Parkfield, California, and was followed by a series of aftershocks. It did not cause any injuries or extensive damage. In Sacramento, office worker Alicia Gayton was in her break room at the time of the quake.
I turned and I look at the suit, and it was swaying, and the door was swaying. I didn't know what it was at first. I thought it was because of the pregnancy. I'm having sickness or something. No, it was the earthquake.
Seismologists say more aftershocks the same size or larger may strike in the next 7 to 10 days. Vice President Dick Cheney is dismissing rumblings that a second Bush administration might try to reinstitute a military draft.
I don't know anybody in a position of responsibility who would advocate going back to the draft.
Campaigning in Dubuque, Iowa, Cheney said the all-volunteer military is working well, and he played down speculation that U.S. forces are stretched too thin. Ralph Nader's name will not be appearing on the Oregon presidential ballot. The ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court deals yet another blow to Nader's efforts to mount an effective campaign for the presidency. The one-time consumer advocate's inclusion on the November ballot has been contested in several states by Democrats who still blame Nader for costing former Vice President Al Gore the presidency in the 2000 race. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Niecy was born in Brownfield, Texas in 1971. Tall and lean, young Niecy would put on makeup, dress up in a skirt, sweater, and sneakers, and do cheers as her brothers played basketball outside the house. By the time Niecy reached high school, she realized that she wanted to participate in sports rather than continue to cheer from the sidelines. When Niecy entered Texas Tech University in the early 90s, she had grown to a remarkable 6-foot stature and had developed into a basketball superstar. And in 1996, she won the gold medal as a member of the United States Olympic team. Voted most valuable player by the Women's National Basketball Association and the first woman to ever have her name attached to a commercial basketball shoe, Cheryl Niecy Swoops plays world-class basketball today for the Houston Comets.
Empowering America is sponsored by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible by the generous support of AT&T, caring for the communities where we live and work.
The Majority Report.
Man and chimp share 98.5% of their genetic code. Now, I'm going to say for some right-wingers and fundamentalists, it's a bit more than that.
Probably fluctuates.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
75% of our genetic makeup is also commensurate with the pumpkin.
That's makes where you get sense. The color in your cheeks.
I don't have orange cheeks.
Well, you have a reddish hue.
Well, chimps, pumpkins, the GOP convention. Put it together.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Lucas is calling from Connecticut. Lucas, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Lucas.
Well, first of all, you kick some butt, man. I really appreciate you, you know, your word out there.
Yeah, well...
We need some more of your kind.
Okay.
Travel all over the place, and it's frustrating. You can have anywhere. You dial AM, FM, whatever talk show. You see Rush Limbozos and
not
and
for
others.
not for very much longer, Lucas. This network, Air America Radio Network, is making advances into everybody's neighborhood. It's going to be fairly quickly that you'll be able to pick up Air America just about any place in the country.
That'll be awesome. Listen, I have one thing. I don't know why Kerry just do not expose the whole meaning of this war. Yeah, I really don't know what's if there's something in cahoots and behind the scenes, or they cannot say it. I don't know exactly.
Do you want my opinion? You want my opinion on why Kerry doesn't, as you say, expose the war? I think he understands that in this country, no matter how right or how wrong the leadership may be that takes us into war, a huge segment of the population of this country believes that once the troops are committed, that we have to stand behind them. Now, the best way to stand behind our troops is to bring them home, obviously. But keep in mind, once again, Lucas, that you are a citizen, as I am, in a country that is one of the most politically ignorant countries on the planet. But I think Kerry understands that he can't throw ice water into the faces of Americans with too much truth, because we would get the vapors and faint.
Yeah, I understand that. And
okay.
You know what? I would be the first one. I would fight anybody with stones and 2x4s if I had to, if they're coming to our country.
Right.
But I would not give anything. I wouldn't give my fingernail to defend Halliburton's assets in Iraq. And that's the reason of this war. If people can say George Bush is crazy, whatever is crazy. He's not. He's just a puppet from Halliburton and for Dick Cheney, who's got the master plan. They're genius.
Well, I don't disagree with
that. This was a master plan.
Yo, Lucas.
Money-making machine.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that part of it. But anyone who honestly believes that God whispers in their ear and tells them to invade countries and kill people, that is a madman.
That's a mini. He's just putting this out there to appeal to those religious kooks that
I think he believes it.
Unfortunately, the country is made of a bunch of them.
I think he believes it.
The true meaning of this thing is making money. That why didn't he ask for other countries in the UN to go and help? Nobody's going to send their kids out there to die to protect Halliburton's assets. He's not going to give money to anybody else other than Halliburton and their subsidiaries.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's not going to ask for help from anybody else. Nobody will offer help because nobody's going to get paid for it either. And he doesn't want that because if he's going to have to share our money. He's going to have to share American money to other countries that will send troops over there. So he doesn't want to do that. That will derail the plan.
Yeah, right.
Money as they can in the 8 years.
Yeah.
And then go home.
Yo, Lucas, yeah, I got it. I understand. You make a good point. I do get it. But Kerry, there's not a whole lot Kerry can do, I don't believe. Thanks, Lucas. I appreciate you checking in. And I'm not trying to put words in Kerry's mouth. I agree. Or take words out of his mouth. I agree with a lot of people who and I've said it before, when's Kerry going to start kicking ass and taking names? But we deal in the age of Bush. That's America, United States of America, 2004. We have a media that has failed us completely, just utterly and completely collapsed. We have a political class that is on the Republican side. They're nothing but liars, killers, and thieves. On the Democrat side, we have a lot of Democrats who are just holding on to their jobs, and they're cowardly. Into that mix, then, steps truly, truly, truly destructive people like Wolfowitz, like Cheney, like Pearl, like Douglas Feith, like Dick Cheney, like Rumsfeld, like George Bush. And the result of all that, you mix it all together and you come up with the end of the United States as we've known it. That's the reason these people have got to be driven from office. But it's difficult. I think Kerry understands what you understand, Truth Seeker, what I understand, that we are living in a failed state, that we are living in George W. Bush's America, which is where nobody wants to be. Nobody, unless they're just utterly and absolutely brain dead, and an awful lot of Americans are that way. But Kerry can't do shock treatment on people, because most Americans, not only are they ill-informed, but they're also cowards. Just basic scaredy cats. If Americans, for the most part, if the majority of Americans weren't cowards, all this talk about Bush being the savior of the country would be laughed at. But let's face it, most Americans are cowards. Sorry, but it's the truth. We're overweight. We smoke. We don't exercise. We eat like pigs. We defile our environment. Come on, be real. Be real. You know this. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about them. Okay? I'm talking about the 52 or 49 or 56 or 43 or 89 or 21 or 6 or nothing percent of Americans who say, yeah, I think George Bush is a great leader. You know, they're gross, disgusting cowards. And that's the and Karl Rove understands that because he is them and they are he. He understands that. He knows how to approach those people. He knows how to motivate them. Fear and death. Fear and death. Fear, death. Fear, death. Fear, death. Fear, George Bush stops the death. Fear, death. Fear, George Bush stops the death. Fear, death. Fear. That's what this is all about. What the hell is Kerry going to do? Kerry says, look, healthcare is going to hell. Poverty's rising. Education is in the tubes. Fear, death. Fear, fear, death, death, death. Fear, fear. That's where America is. This is a cowardly nation. We really are. Not you. I'm not talking about you. Quit looking at the radio or your computer or whatever you're looking at and go, Jesus, what's you? I'm not talking about you. I'm damn sure not talking about me. You know who I'm talking about. Cowards. And not only are they cowards, but just terribly, terribly easily manipulated. Mark is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Hey, Mark, welcome to the program. Yo, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mark.
Glad to be on your show.
Well, welcome aboard.
Yeah, I just want to say something about this ignorant president.
Go right ahead.
Bush failed. Yeah, he failed to look at history, and history will always repeat itself. And, you know, you can go back in history books, and anybody can read about this. Now, we can start with, if you look at Afghanistan and what Soviet Union did to them, you had all these disparate groups there. You know, they're all fighting one another. Well, when the Soviet Union attacked them,
right,
you had these groups that came together, and they defeated the Soviet Union, the superpower.
Well, of course, you know like why. You know why. They did come together, but they were organized by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was Jimmy Carter's Secretary of State, and he saw a golden opportunity to defeat the Soviet Union, to hand them a Vietnam like we had. And so we armed and trained and produced Osama bin Laden and Mullah Muhammad Omar and all of the people who eventually came back to bite us on the ass.
Yep, and you're exactly right. Now, what happened when they defeated the Soviet Union? You had all these tribes, the Northern Alliance, they all started fighting one another.
And if you can get rid of one great Satan, why not get rid of another?
Yeah. Now, you can also use that analogy in Yugoslavia when there was communist rule there. You had the communist regime. You had the communist regime held all these ethnic groups in check. And mm-hmm. You had the Serbs, Croats, the Bosnians, and the now when the communist regime broke up, you had ethnic fighting there too. They started fighting one another. And now, can't you say the same thing about the war in Iraq?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, very easily. I get your point. I see what you're saying, Mark. It's a good point.
Yeah, because Saddam kept these people under control, and now he's out of the picture. Now, you know, are we going to have infighting there? You'll have the Sunnis, the Shiites, and the Kurds. They're all vying for power, and we're the outsiders. Now, are they all going to come together, and are they going to defeat the great superpower of the United States?
There you go. And that's what the intelligence reports are saying. You know, we created this mess, and it's going to bite us on the ass. Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. I appreciate you checking in. Pal, you live in the greatest city in America, Boulder, Colorado. I love it. Take care, pal. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, Then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob. And that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money. And the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk. And I love the way you talk. When you walk that walk.
Welcome back, 21 past the hour. Oh, and have I mentioned yet tonight, welcome to San Francisco's 960, The Quake. I'm afraid to say that, given the fact that there was an earthquake out there today. But anyway, the newest affiliate to Air America Radio is 960, The Quake, in San Francisco. Welcome to the folks out there who have found the program. I hope you will listen all day long to Air America programming, but especially here in the evening on the Molloy Show. Greg is calling from Berkeley, talking about San Francisco. Greg is calling from Berkeley, California. Hey, Greg, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
Absolutely.
We welcome you with an open heart. We appreciate your lucidity here. And I want to say that your rage is welcome. It's a time for some rage. These hypocrites are trying to keep control, and I want you to know that we're doing our part here in Berkeley to hold things down. We have a couple scraps of hope to cling to, and I wanted to share with you one anecdote. It's from the free speech movement here in Berkeley.
Okay.
There's a single monitor in there, and it airs CNN the entire time the cafe is open. It has a placard under it. It says, "This monitor is provided to Free Speech Movement Cafe patrons to view current events on CNN. The volume controls are fixed and may not be manual adjusted." I just wanted to share the anecdote with you because I think it's a great metaphor for where we're at right now.
Does the name Mario Savio mean anything to you?
It does, and his pictures are pasted all about that cafe.
Really?
It's a perfect irony. Thank you for noting that.
Boy, you talk about a blast from the past. I remember when I first heard his name, I thought, What's up with that? I think I was, I don't know, I was a teenager, maybe a little bit older, and I just thought, what, a free speech movement? What does that mean? Who is this Mario Savio? So the CNN, the television, just sits there all day long. That's cool. I like that.
It does. No control over the volume or the channels. And this is the Free Speech Movement Cafe at University of California, Berkeley.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Ronald Reagan, right? Oh,
exactly.
My God. That is
funny. But we have that, and we're keeping track of things here. We welcome you with an open heart.
Thank you
so much. We've been anxiously anticipating you, and if I could direct anyone to a website,
sure.
We appreciate Guns and Butter here at Pacifica. And Remo Conscious is doing a great job, too, producing some independent music, doing it all on his own, and just trying to get some truth out there.
Yeah, we play
this regime.
My producer, Kathy, plays some Remo Conscious. Consciousness.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I can't thank you enough again. Mike, we love you. I say to my girlfriend every night, it's time for some healthy rage.
Well, thanks, Greg. We do appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Welcome to California.
We're real pleased to be there, especially in the Bay Area. Thanks a lot, Greg. When we found out that the president of our company, John Sinton, who's been out beating the hustings, signing up stations hither and yon, we found out that San Francisco had signed on. It was just like, all right, now we're bi-coastal. All right, we'll do this Kerry and an endorsement of Kerry by the Crawford, Texas newspaper right after the next break. Jimmy is calling from Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Jimmy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. I know it's been quite a while since you talked about this topic, but not quite a while, about a half hour.
Yeah.
So you were talking about how there were translators.
Oh, the Arabic speakers who happened to be gay, and Ashcroft made sure they all got fired. Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that wonderful?
I love that when that happens.
Yeah, we don't need people to translate from Arabic because what the hell? There's no problem.
Right.
And the fact that if we do need people to translate from the Arabic, they had better be heterosexual.
Right. And just to back up what you are saying, a friend of mine was sent home along with whoever else, the translators who are found out to be gay. And, of course, I can't tell you his name, but he is, you know, a real person. And anybody that's, you know, listening, this is happening, and I'm backing up what you're saying with a real, that he's a big guy. He's about 6'5". And you know, it's a shame.
It's beyond that. You know, ever since Clinton attempted to get rid of this asininity of restrictions on gays in the military, this is something the right wing just loves to get their teeth into, and I mean that literally. But you know, can you imagine somebody now? Now get this: somebody in combat And they're in a firefight, and, you know, you turn to the guy next to you, because that's who you fight for. You don't fight for mom and apple pie and the flag when you're in a firefight. You fight for the guy next to you and your own ass, literally. But you turn to the guy next to you and say, hey, listen, before you pull off the next 15 or 20 rounds, let me ask you something. Before you save my life, are you queer? Because if you're queer, man, you know, like, back off, okay? No, I'll tell you what. Before you translate the latest terrorist message that says Cobo Hall in Detroit is going to be blown up, let me just ask you before you translate, are you queer? You are? Well, then don't translate. I don't want to know. I can't see. Jesus, God. I mean, I can't handle that. I can't handle that, Jimmy.
You know, and it's like, you know, the Brits have no problem with it.
Oh, civilized people have no problem with it. This is America. This is the United States of America in the age of Bush.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? There's a lot of people that are worried about the draft, and I have to say I have a little loophole, sort of.
Yeah.
Which, if you don't want to, you know, go, if you're protesting this,
just say you're gay.
Yeah, just say you're
just
gay.
Just say you're gay. Yeah. I hear you, and Jimmy got a break here. Thanks for checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Do stay with us. You got to hear what the iconoclast had to say about their presidential endorsement. This is Air America Radio.
You are the Holy Trinity, church and state and law. For every death, the virus gets more deadly than before. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom, have urgency, or reduced sex drive? Super Prostate Formula is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you relief. We're so confident that Super Prostate Formula works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She was just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull define Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, blah. Out of stamp!
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Randy Rhodes.
I don't know why you think Iraq is a third world nation. They're one of the most advanced countries in the Middle East. Problem with Iraq is they've been involved since Saddam Hussein in three wars, one that lasted 9 years, that America propped up Saddam for, and then, of course, we had the Gulf War. And then we had sanctions on that country for 12 years, and things started to decay. But to sit here and tell me that they are a third world nation, maybe the education president, George Bush, is doing a really lousy job.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Twenty-seven before the hour. Okay, here's the deal. This the Lone Star Iconoclast is a newspaper. Apparently, boy, what a name for Crawford, Texas, right? They came out with a rather lengthy endorsement of John Kerry today, and I'm not going to read the whole thing here, but I think some of this bears repeating over the air, because who in the hell is going to read the Lone Star Iconoclast? I mean, seriously, right? They write, few Americans would have voted for George W. Bush 4 years ago if he had promised that as president he would empty the Social Security Trust Fund, cut Medicare, eliminate overtime pay for millions of Americans, raise oil prices by 50%, give tax cuts to businesses that sent American jobs overseas, and by policy encourage their departure, give away billions of tax dollars in government contracts without competitive bids, involve this country in a deadly and highly questionable war, and take a budget surplus and turn it into the worst deficit in the history of the United States, creating a debt in just 4 years that will take generations to repay. A little aside here. Boy, when you see it like that, again, I mean, we talk about this, but when you see it all together like that, what a shock. How could anybody support this failed presidency? Oh, well, back to the editorial. These were elements of a hidden agenda that surfaced only after he took office. The publishers of the Iconoclast endorsed Bush 4 years ago based on the things he promised, not on this smoke-screened agenda. Today, we are endorsing his opponent, John Kerry, based not only on the things that Bush has delivered, but also on the vision of a return to normality that Kerry says our country needs. Four items trouble us the most about the Bush administration. His initiatives to disable the Social Security system, the deteriorating state of the American economy, a dangerous shift away from the basic freedoms established by our founding fathers, and his continuous mistakes regarding terrorism and Iraq. Then the editorial goes on and on and on and on, and then back to this. In those dark hours after the World Trade Center attacks, Americans rallied together with a new sense of patriotism. We were ready to follow Bush's lead through any travail. He let us down. When he finally emerged from his hideouts on remote military bases well after the first crucial hours following the attack, he gave sound bites instead of solutions. He did not trust us to be ready to sacrifice, build up our public and private security infrastructure, or cut down on our enemy. Use our energy use to put economic pressure on the enemy in all the nations where he hides. He merely told us to shop, to spend, to pretend nothing was wrong. Rather than using the billions of dollars expended on the invasion of Iraq to shore up our boundaries and go after Osama bin Laden and the Saudi Arabian terrorists, the funds were used to initiate a war with what Bush called a more immediate menace, Saddam Hussein, in oil-rich Iraq. After all, Bush said Iraq had weapons of mass destruction trained on America. We believed him just as we believed it when he reported that Iraq was the heart of terrorism. We trusted him. Again, he let us down. We presumed the president had solid proof of the existence of these weapons, what and where they were, even as the search continued. Instead, we were duped into following yet another privileged agenda. Once and for all, George Bush was president of the United States on that day. No one else. He had been president 9 months. He had been officially warned of just such an attack a full month before it happened. As president, ultimately he and only he was responsible for our failure to avert those attacks. We should expect that a sitting president would vacation less, if at all, and instead tend to the business of running the country, especially if he is, as he likes to boast, a wartime president. America is in service 365 days a year. We don't need a part-time president who does not show up for duty as commander-in-chief until he is forced to, and who is in a constant state of blameless denial when things don't get done. What has evolved from the virtual go-it-alone conquest of Iraq is more gruesome than a stain on a White House intern's dress. America's reputation and influence in the world has diminished, leaving us with brute force as our most persuasive voice. And it goes on and on. And then Kerry's four-point plan for Iraq is realistic, wise, strong, and correct. The publishers of the Iconoclast differ with Bush on other issues, including the denial of stem cell research, shortchanging veterans' entitlements, cutting school programs and grants, dictating what our children learn through a thought-controlling test from Washington rather than allowing local school boards and parents to decide how young people should be taught, ignoring the environment, creating extraneous language in the Patriot Act that removes some of the very freedoms that our founding fathers and generations of soldiers fought so hard to preserve. Likewise troubling is that Bush fought against the creation of the 9/11 Commission and is yet to embrace its recommendations. Vice President Cheney's Halliburton has been awarded multi-billion dollar contracts without undergoing any meaningful bid process, an enormous conflict of interest. Plus, the company has been significantly raiding the funds of Export-Import Bank of America, reducing investment that could have gone toward small business trade. The re-election of George W. Bush would be a mandate to continue on our present course of chaos. John Kerry has 30 years of experience looking out for the American people and can navigate our country back to prosperity and reinstill in America the dignity she so craves and deserves. He has served us well as a highly decorated Vietnam veteran and has had a successful career as a district attorney, lieutenant governor, and senator. Kerry has a positive vision for America, plus the proven intelligence, good sense, and guts to make it happen. That's why the Iconoclast urges Texans not to rate the candidate by his hometown or even his political party, but instead by where he intends to take the country. The Iconoclast wholeheartedly endorses John Kerry. The Lone Star Iconoclast, too stupid to be president's hometown newspaper. And there's more of it than that. You can go to iconoclast-texas.com. Iconoclast-texas.com. And you'll find it. It's about twice as long as what I read, but, you know, what the hell, this is radio, right? Can't just sit here and read. But what a hell of an editorial. Whoever wrote that, good on them. Now, it's not anything you don't know, Truth Seeker, and I understand that, and it's not anything I don't know, but whoever wrote that editorial is eloquent, certainly, and willing, like so few in journalism are today, to state the truth in short, coherent sentences that people like me can understand. People like I, which is it, Kathy? People like I? People like me? Is that a prepositional phrase, like me?
People like I am.
People like I am, or people, okay. People like I can understand. Short, concise, precise, non-complicated sentences. So I thought I would share that with you. Mike is calling from Austin, Texas. As a matter of fact, Mike, that's what you're calling for, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mike. Glad to have you back on.
Hey, glad to be here.
I got to get you streaming here off the web, but, man, I'm glad you went so far as to write that. That's great. You know, the one thing...
To read it. I didn't write it.
Well, I know.
Yeah, you said, I'm glad you took the time to write it. I guess you meant read it.
Oh, read it.
Yeah. Okay, no problem.
A little worn out this evening.
I hear you.
But, no, I've tried to get into you a couple of times just to help dispel the notion that, you know, everybody in here, down here in Texas, is not for this knucklehead. And so...
No, I understand that, yeah.
And so when somebody like this from the guy's hometown, hopefully he's going to be contacting a real estate agent or something here pretty soon. And,
yeah, wouldn't that be nice? He could move back to Connecticut.
Kennebunkport.
Kennebunkport,
yeah.
where he belongs. Yeah, and quit trying to sound like somebody from Texas. Just stop.
Yeah. And see, I'm a homegrown Texas boy. And when I see him up there strutting like, you know, this whole John Wayne persona,
I know.
It really just taps my butt. And
I know
think there are a great number of people down here. And hopefully, you know, the worm's going to turn now that we've got his hometown newspaper.
That was really something.
I hope this really, you know, starts picking up steam tomorrow. Because
yeah, that editorial is really something. That's the longest editorial regarding an endorsement of a presidential candidate that I think I've ever read. But what a hell of a well-written piece. I mean, whoever wrote that, just put it right out there.
I haven't even had a chance to read the whole editorial because I think they're getting bombarded now, and I can't, it just locks up every time I try to go in there. But anyway, be that as it may, thanks for reading what you read, and hopefully some more people will get a chance to read it, and, you know, things will get better.
I hope so. Thanks, Mike.
Good work, Mike.
Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. And my second favorite city in the world is Austin. Well, not in the world, but in America. Boulder. I love Boulder, Colorado. Oh, my God, I love that town. Austin, Texas is pretty cool, too. If you're a regular listener to this program, let me bring him on. RJ is calling from California. Hey, RJ, welcome to the program. If you're a regular listener to this program, you've heard RJ's mother, Marge, from Indiana, who calls this program on a regular basis. And this is RJ in California, who, I'll tell you, you've got one hell of a mom, pal. I guess you know that.
I do know that, Mike, and it's always, because if I start trying to list it, I'll be here all night.
I know, I understand. But she's just one hell of a woman. I'm so glad she calls this program.
Yeah, and she always is grateful to hear you, and she's always reminding me, send Mike some email. She doesn't have a computer yet.
Man, she's got to get a computer.
I don't know. I think my mom armed with the Internet would be a dangerous thing.
Probably so, but it might be fun just to see what kind of damage she can do to Republicans. You know what I'm saying?
Lord. Well, speaking of Republicans, the other day I was writing a letter because what you were talking about earlier with Kerry not trying to do shock therapy on the nation.
Uh-huh.
The first thing before people can vote for Kerry is to get them to not vote for Bush, is the way I'm thinking.
Right.
And so I was just doing some research on why Republicans themselves shouldn't vote for George Bush.
Can you hold on and tell me when we come back? I got to take a break here.
That's a teaser if I ever heard one. Go ahead.
I know it is. I want everybody hear what you got to say. Hold on. We'll be right back with RJ in California. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Next time somebody laughs at you, you just tell them you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas, won't you get away? That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas, won't you get away? That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas.
We've all been there at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness when finally there's a voice.
Next.
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to GetGreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's GetGreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Attention smokers! Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Did you know that on average, a woman with a college degree makes less than a man who drops out of high school? Hi, this is Sheryl Crow, and I'm a feminist because I believe in radical concepts like equal pay for equal work and equality in general. So why is it that women are 51% of the population, yet only 14% of Congress? Why do most health plans cover Viagra, but not birth control? And more importantly, how do we fix that? Well, first, you register to vote. Go to feminist.org to register online. That's feminist.org. Then forward the link to all your girlfriends and be sure to vote November 2nd. Remember, women are 51% of the population, so when we vote, we have the power to change the world.
Sponsored by the Feminist Majority Foundation, a 501c3 organization that does not oppose, support, or otherwise endorse any candidate for public office.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Have I mentioned yet tonight that we welcome 960, the Quake in San Francisco, the newest affiliate to Air America Radio? Thanks to everybody out there for tuning in tonight. Hope you're going to tune in tomorrow night, too. And during the day, great programming on Air America Radio. You already know that. Credit where credit's due. Engineered the program is engineered in New York City tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Your phone calls are answered by Linda Blake. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch is the head dude at WhiteRoseSociety.org, where the programs are archived. And there's also Kathy Bay, she who must be a bay, who is the executive producer. Now, back to RJ in California, who was about to... What were you about to tell us?
Well, Mike... As I was saying earlier, I think most Democrats are already pretty rock solid that they have to vote for Kerry. There is no other option here.
Right.
But in the belief that there's more to the Republican Party, and being the optimist in heart that I am, that there are folks who actually look for leadership from Republicans. Don't choke too much on your Coca-Cola there.
Right.
I was researching a list of reasons why George Bush made a lousy Republican candidate, let alone a national candidate. And one item I found, I found several going back to statements from Dwight Eisenhower, Barry Goldwater, although even Nixon in some regards. But the most telling was something I found that his own father said on, of all days, September 11th, 1990, when he was speaking before a joint session of Congress in regards to the first Persian Gulf War.
Right.
And what George the Elder said at that point was that he was very pleased to be working with Gorbachev and building a working relationship to go to work against Saddam Hussein. And this passage just really struck me right between the eyes. Today, a new world is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the one we've known, a world where the rule of law supplants the rule of the jungle, a world in which nations recognize the shared responsibility for freedom and justice, a world where the strong respect the rights of the weak. And I'm just thinking, in 14 years, from a guy who, you know, let's face it, you know, George the Elder wasn't the greatest for getting, you know, into and out of the same sentence without back and filling.
Right. Wait, where's RJ? Oh, no, don't tell me we lost the call. Oh, RJ, I don't know what happened. Your cell phone dropped off or something. And just when we were getting to the good part. Well, damn. All right, well, RJ, if you're listening online, mark your place and call back in tomorrow, and we'll finish up this conversation, because we literally don't have time. And also, we kind of have a rule here on the program. Once you're on for that night. And I understand technological screw-ups can happen, but we kind of have to play it that way. So, RJ, call back tomorrow, and we'll put you back on the air. All right, Ted is calling from San Francisco. Ted, welcome to the program. I guess you're listening on the Quake, is that right?
I'm listening on the webcast.
Oh, well, you know you can listen on the electric radio now, I think, can't you?
Thank God you're here, man.
Yeah, well, we're happy to be there.
All right. I just wanted to...
Oh, not another one. All right. We just lost Ron. All right, I'm not sure what's going on, but whatever it is, it sucks, okay? It sucks big time, but technology. Faisal is calling from Canada. Let's see if we can have Faisal on here for about 30 seconds. Hey, Faisal, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Mike. This is my second time calling, and I just immensely enjoy your show, and I think your call screener is a wonderful person, too. She does a great job. The purpose of my call was to talk about something that I've been looking at the net, and I saw the other day on TV a little bit about the Patriot Act and his plans, your wonderful president, his plans to make it a permanent thing, with provisions to be amended as you go along. Isn't that an interesting little tidbit there? That to me is the head of the snake of everything that is coming down for Americans when they go to the polls on November 2nd. I mean,
well, that's true. That's true. The flying monkey ride in this country has made it clear for the past 200 years that they hated the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, this freedom of speech stuff, this right to not be forced to bear witness against yourself, the right of assembly, the right of free speech and religion and petition the government. They hate this. They hate it. And Bush the punk was the one who was assigned to utterly and absolutely destroy once and for all the first 10 and possibly more amendments to the U.S. Constitution, the so-called Bill of Rights. And that's why they're here. And you're right, it is the head of the snake, and I hope people understand that on November 2nd.
You know, you sit there and you hear these people, they wave the flag in everybody's face, tell everybody how great Americans they are, when in fact they're moving the country, that country called America, towards dictatorship itself. I mean, my God, can they not see it?
I know. All right. Now what? We lost Faisal, too? All right, I'm not taking any more phone calls tonight. I have no idea what's going on. We only have a minute to go. Faisal, I apologize. RJ, I apologize. Who's the other caller that got caught off? That's odd. Three in a row. Bada-bing, bada-boom. Okay, if it's an internal problem here at Air America, we'll have it fixed by tomorrow night for sure. Again, I apologize for the loss of your phone call. Are we getting a solar wind or something that's a little bit intense, or was it Ashcroft? Probably Ashcroft. God, I hate that. Oh, well. Technology. All right, that's it from us for tonight. Molly pooped again? Was it a big one?
It was spectacular.
Well,
we're not going to see poop like that again until the debates Thursday night.
Is that right? Okay. Speaking of debates Thursday night, if you haven't picked it up yet from the Air America website, the debates begin 9 p.m. Eastern time during Janine and Sam's program. They're going to stay with it until 10 o'clock. It'll go to my program. And then we stay with it till 10:30, and then Janine and Sam are going to join me. Now, the way we're going to do this, there would be no commercial interruptions during that hour and a half. I don't know how they're going to do this. They're going to play the commercials prior to or post this debate, so-called debate. So the best thing to do Thursday night, turn on your television, turn the sound down, and tune in to Air America. It'll be much more fun. But we got to watch their body language, right? Thanks a lot to everybody who participated tonight. We do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Do take care. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. There was much rejoicing in Italy as crowds cheered the homecoming of former hostages Simita Parri and Simita Toretta. The two Simitas were freed after being held hostage for 3 weeks by Iraqi captors. Italian TV stations broke into programming with special bulletins, and people on the streets cheered the news. Two Iraqis and six Egyptian workers were also freed. There's also new hope that two French hostages may be released soon. Having done considerable damage in Florida when it made landfall, remnants of what was once Hurricane Jean have been causing problems in the Mid-Atlantic. Numerous flood warnings were put into effect for six Mid-Atlantic states. Rainfall rates of 1 to 2 inches an hour have been taking place, and that rain is heading for New England. The storm has made residents in South and Central New Jersey run for cover. Steve Sandberg reports.
Witnesses describe a funnel cloud touching down in a strip mall parking lot in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, blowing down the roof off a bank and toppling light posts onto cars.
Actually, traveled down the roadway. Some telephone poles are kind of knocked to the side and blew the front door off a drugstore. Echo Drugs blew the door off.
Miraculously, says police spokesman Ed Morton, no one was injured. The remnants of Hurricane Jean giving many a final scare. Steve Sandberg, Newark.
Residents in Central California were shaken but not stirred by a magnitude 6.0 earthquake Tuesday. The quake was centered south of Parkfield, California.